This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time for The Puzzle. Here was last week's challenge from puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz.
Think of a 10-letter occupation ending in ER. The first four letters can be rearranged to spell something that person would study, and the next four letters would do the same. What is the occupation?
Well, more than 1,000 of you sent in answers, and our randomly selected winner this week is Clifford Cox of Dexter, Michigan, who joins us now. Congratulations, Clifford.
Thank you very much.
So what was the answer to last week's challenge?
The answer was astronomer, and therefore you have star and moon.
It includes star and moon. Pretty cool. How'd you come up with the answer?
Well, we attended a musical concert on Sunday afternoon, and while I was listening to a Mendelssohn trio sonata, I was thinking, oh, composer. Then all of a sudden, astronomer just came into my mind, and I knew that was it.
Well, congrats. And your first big win, of course, of the morning is that you get to meet Will Shortz, puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi there, Will.
Hi, Audie. And Clifford, congratulations. I don't know how the mind works. It comes up with an answer like that while you're listening to Mendelssohn, but it's wonderful.
Clifford, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
20 years at least. I have sent in postcards, and I'm so glad that I got called. I've been waiting and waiting, and always would be somewhat chagrined when somebody would enter for the first time and get chosen.
This is your time, Clifford. That's great. Okay, well, I think we're all ready and warmed up to play, so we'll take it away.
All right, this is a good two-person puzzle today. So Clifford and Audie, you know, tomorrow marks the first day of the Supreme Court's 2011 term. So I brought a game of categories based on the word court. I'm going to give you some categories. For each one, I'd like you to name something in the category, starting with each of the letters C-O-U-R-T. For example, if the category were girls' names, you might say Connie, Olga, Uma, Rachel, and Tina.
Okay.
All right, and you can do these in any order. Your first category is U.S. states.
Connecticut, Oklahoma,
yes.
Utah.
Yes. Yes.
Rhode Island.
Uh-huh.
And Tennessee.
Tennessee or Texas, either way.
Wow.
Number two is magazines with a million or more circulation.
Oprah.
Oprah, good. Oh, the Oprah magazine.
And Cosmopolitan.
Good. There are two good U's. One of them is a celebrity magazine.
Us Weekly,
right? Also, U.S. News and World Report still comes out with a few editions a year. So you need R and T.
How's the Rolling Stone doing these days?
Rolling Stone, over a million, yes. Also Reader's Digest, Red Book, and Real Simple.
Oh.
And how about a T?
Time
or TV Guide, either
yeah.
way. And here's your last category. Fill in the blank. Blank house. Blank house.
Courthouse.
Yes.
Upper house.
Yes.
Tea house.
Tea house, good. O and R.
Outhouse.
Outhouse, good. Opera house also, and all
oh,
you
right.
need is an
that
R.
Would have been classier.
All you need is an R. There are several answers, but there's something that a person on a Western farm might live in.
Ranch house.
Ranch house is
hey.
It. Good job.
Very nice. Well, great job, Clifford.
Thank you. It was fun.
It was hard. For playing our puzzle today, Clifford, you're going to get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games that you can read about at npr.org/puzzle. And Clifford, what member station do you listen to?
My wife and I are both members of WUOM in Ann Arbor and WKAR in Lansing.
Clifford Cox, thank you so much for playing the puzzle this week.
Thank you, Audie, and thank you, Will.
Thanks.
And Will, what is the next week's challenge?
Yes, you're at a restaurant. Name something you might order as an entree, then name something you might order for dessert. Each of these things is a common food with a one-word name. Insert the first word somewhere inside the second word. The result, reading from left to right, will name a certain meal. What is it? So again, you name an entree and a dessert. Insert the entree into the dessert's name. The result, reading from left to right, will name a certain meal. What meal is it?
Well, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Addie.